Matan Torah.
So in the introduction to Matan Torah, the Torah says, Kosomar, Lebeis Yaakov, Visage, Livnei Yisrael. So Beis Yaakov and Bnei Yisrael. What does Rashi say? Beis Yaakov are the Nashim, the women. And Bnei Yisrael are the men, the Anashim. How come girls' schools around the world are called Beis Yaakov? Because of this Rashi. That's why. And Rashi explains that Somar, there are three words for speech in Hebrew. What are they? Daber, Hagid, and Amar. Did you know that? Daber, Hagid, and Amar. So, there's Daber, Amar, and Hagid. So the Gemara says Daber is Chazak, a strong language. Amar is soft. And Hagid is sometimes one, sometimes the other. So to the woman you talk softly, Kosomar. That's why it fits. Somar to the woman and Sagid, strong to the men.
Okay. Fine. So this is the introduction to Matan Torah. What's striking? Who's first? The women. So Moshe Feinstein says something, it's in the Darash Moshe. It's a very important idea. And you have to know it. It's in my Shmos book. So it goes as follows. Ramosha says, women are first because women play a more primary role in the long-term survival of Tov. That's why they're first. That's what he says. What does that mean? It means as follows. He says, the goal is that Matan Torah lasts forever. One Matan Torah lasts forever. That's what Chazal say. Hashem will never give the Torah again in this big public way. It's never going to happen again. It has to last forever. Okay? For one Matan Torah to last forever, what do you need? Good chinuch. Train your kids. For good chinuch to work, it has to start at a young age. You can't just like start chinuch when kids are 16. Until a kid is 16, do whatever he wants. He turns 16, give him keys to a car, go drive to yeshiva. It's not going to work. So the crucial years of chinuch, when kids are being trained in Avodas Hashem and Emunah, is when kids are little. In general, who is home more with kids when they're little, physically? It's the mother. And therefore, the burden, the wonderful burden, the wonderful responsibility, burden's the wrong word, the responsibility of this crucial early age chinuch rests more on the shoulders of women than men. That's what Moshe writes. Because if you have good, when kids are little, teach them about Emunah and about Hashem and about saying brachos and mitzvos and the beauty of Torah, then when they get older, there's a better chance they'll listen and they'll keep on learning in your school and in yeshiva, and then boom, they'll end up keeping Torah alive for the next generation. So since women play that role, where Moshe says, that's why they're mentioned first. It's a very beautiful idea. There's an amazing comment from Rav Huttner, that song, which I heard said over by Rav Orlovich Shwita. Emuna is believing in something outside of yourself. Believing in God. Trusting in God. That's Emuna. What is the first thing that a baby believes in outside of himself? He trusts outside of himself? His mother. For nursing, for taking care of him. Why? A mother's name, what's a mother called? Aim. Because aim extends into Emuna. That's a home run. You trust your mother, you trust your mother. And then that trust in your mother ends up, you learn to trust in Hashem beyond your mother. It's a beautiful pshat. Beautiful pshat. Aim expands into Emuna. That's what Moshe is saying over here. And this is it. When kids are little, you talk to them about Hashem all the time. This comes up all the time. You read with your kids. You might read with them the Magic School Bus. You know the Magic School Bus books? All about science. So you read the Magic School Bus. So it's all about the beauties of science. So talk about Hashem. Isn't it amazing how God made the ear work, that it absorbs the sound waves and this? And the kids are little. You want to talk about miracles all the time. The miracles of kids. Talk about Hashem. This is what a mother's job is. I said happening. It's all happening in private. It's all happening in private. This is where the action is. It's in private, and this is keeping Torah alive forever and ever. And that's why Rav Moshe says women are mentioned first. Kosomer Lebeis Yaakov, because of the importance of this, the women play a more important role in the long run than men do. You got it?